The Lord is with us to comfort and guide us, dear family. Well, the last 2 days have been very dry for me in prayer, despite hours spent in worship. And the Lord warned me a few days ago that this would be happening for the sake of others. So after worship, I began speaking to him. Lord, I'm here, and I know you're taking from me my usual portion of you, so others may be secure and in your presence. But I am most concerned about a message for our children. Please, Lord, will you speak clearly to me? After a few moments, he began, My love, I am not distant from you as your heart has allowed you to imagine. I am still here, faithful as always, ready to instruct, reassure, and love my children and my bride. Fear is useless. What is needed is faith. Faith that I am in control. Faith that nothing can trespass the limits I have ordained for each and every soul. Faith that no matter how bad it looks, there is still a silver lining to that dark cloud. I may be hiding behind that cloud at the moment, but I will burst through again and bring the warmth of my presence to inundate your heart. I told you I was allowing this period of my hiddenness from your view for the sake of other souls who need my security in their lives. They have never known me this way before. You are a mother of sorts, and those children that come to the channel are in need of a mother's sacrificial heart. When I allow you to feel empty and barren, it is because I am fertilizing baby souls that they may bloom into a fulfilling relationship with me. And you agreed to cooperate. So don't forget, when you feel this loss, it is your offering to me for the young ones on the channel. All of you, my brides, when you have reached out to souls and touched them with me, expect trials on the heels of the witnessing. Expect hardship and sacrifice. You are birthing children into the kingdom. You are with your own life cooperating with me to bring them into our family. You too become the mother of souls. These children need prayers, teachings, sacrifice, and tending to, so the enemy will not pluck them out of the soil before they take root. They need watering and protection from the harshness of the elements. Agents of the enemy are constantly patrolling sites, such as this one, to discredit those channels and scare new believers away. I am so blessed by those of you who took my words to heart and made links to refer visitors to deeper teachings. This is a rare opportunity to be nourished by me in a non-threatening environment where they can take their time and drink deeply from the living waters. Many attempts have been made to scare them off behind your backs, but I must say some of them have responded with rejection of the lies about this channel. And because they persevered, I have blessed them mightily, and they are on their way to a much deeper relationship with me. Claire, do not allow the loss of some who have visited here to trouble you. You know me. I follow them wherever they go, and eventually lead them to living waters where they may grow into the faith. Well, I have shared a bit of my heart with you. My focus right now is very much on bringing souls into the kingdom, to know me, born again, and on their way to being established in righteousness. Many have been snatched from the fires and are still very wounded and reluctant. But I entrust them to the loving environment of this channel to be nourished and protected with prayer. Please, please, pray for the new believers. You have many here who are brand new to the faith. Come alongside them and accompany them, sharing your experiences, your fears and triumphs, so they may be reassured that they're on the right track. It is my love that draws them here. Don't let the innocent go without feeling acknowledged, received, and encouraged. Remember, you have all been in that place of woundedness and insecurity, and found a peaceful home here. I anoint you, my dear ones, every day to reach out to those around you. Your love for others has warmed and encouraged my aching heart. As the cup of bitterness continues to fill up in the world, this is one place I can come to experience brotherly love, the love I have so desired for my body. Continue in this love, no matter how abrasive and ugly the enemy becomes. You will know them by their fruits, and the fruits here are indeed sweet.